So Howard Owens of the Batavian is with us this morning. Howard, we'd like to talk to you when it comes election time. You always seem to have a great sense of the pulse of the electorate in Genesee County. What are folks talking about right now?
One of the questions I get asked about most often is how I think the sheriff's race is going to turn out. We have the incumbent sheriff, William Sharon, who is on the Republican line, and then David Kreisman, who both has the Democratic endorsement, and then he got enough signatures to create a pro-Second Amendment line. And there are a surprising number of yard signs for David around the community. He's taken out some advertising and has been kind of out in the community a bit, as much as you can in the COVID era, and seems to have a surprising amount of support. The last time an insurgent Democrat won this seat was 1980 when Doug Call won it, but there's like no single galvanizing issue. So it's hard to see in a Republican county Bill Sharon not winning it, but it might be an interesting race. It might be a close race.
Genesee County is a majority Republican for certain, and also seemed like it was one of the places that was quick to the Trump train in 2016. Will the sheriff perhaps ride his coattails to victory?
I don't know that Trump necessarily has any coattails in the sense, you know, I've said all along that Trump is not a person who expands his base. His base is solid and enthusiastic. They're not going anywhere. Whether that's enough to, you know, nationally carry him to victory again remains to be seen. But, you know, he's likely to still pick up Genesee County by a 2-1 margin.
And then there's the 27th congressional race. Chris Jacobs going in as the incumbent of sorts, winning the special election earlier this year. Could we perhaps expect any different outcome here on Tuesday?
Well, so there's a couple of dynamics at play. First of all, the caveat to what I said about Trump a few minutes ago is, you know, we are seeing this large turnout. As much as Trump's supporters are solid to him, again, you know, he's not growing his base. And there is a huge in this country, and even in Genesee County, a huge and enthusiastic Trump backlash. And so we'll see what kind of turnout that generates. If that does generate a large turnout and, say, cuts heavily into that 2-1 margin I mentioned earlier, that probably helps McMurray. On the other hand, you know, McMurray has gained quite a bit of reputation for being sort of the Democrat version of Trump and a bit unhinged. And I know even Democrats that are, if they vote for him, will vote for him, with some hesitation. So, you know, in a really, McMurray has come so close twice before to winning this seat, but he can't really afford chinks in his armor when it's that close, and he does seem to have those chinks.
And Genesee County, if I'm not mistaken, has shown a certain type of enthusiasm for libertarian candidates, and there is a libertarian candidate in this 27th congressional race.
Yes, Dwayne Whitmer. And, you know, one of the interesting things that might be worth watching in this election, and I think this applies nationally too, with Joe Jorgensen, where you have two candidates that are so polarizing at the top of the ticket, both have high negatives, that if you're turned off by both candidates, a libertarian candidate or some other third party candidate might be where those votes flees. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how much support third candidates get. And that might be a real indicator that people are fed up with the Republican-Democratic duopoly and are looking for alternatives. Certainly probably not enough for a Whitmer or a Jorgensen to win, but it's worth watching.
And then finally, one of the great things about the Batavian is at the comments section, where you really get a great gauge of what people are thinking, for sure. And there's a lot of unfiltered approaches to those comments and a lot of passion in there. How different is it here in 2020 compared to other election years?
Well, I would say one of the things that I've observed over, say, the last year compared to the run-up to the 2016 election is there are a lot more people in this county willing to speak up who are anti-Trump. And it used to be that you didn't see a lot of anti-Trump comments either on our site or on Facebook, or, you know, when we post stuff on Facebook. And I'm seeing a lot more of that. And I don't know if that's just their willingness to speak up or if that shows that there are a lot more anti-Trump voters out there and that they might cut into that what we might normally expect is a 2-to-1 margin.
Howard Owens of the Batavian, as always, appreciate your time and thanks very much.
Thanks, Jack.